Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 107.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by the team at Rewind. You know something? Accidents can happen, and it can have a major financial impact on your business. What happens if you install an app and it messes up your theme, or you upload a product catalog with errors, or even worse, a store collaborator deletes product images by mistake? The common myth is that Shopify has a backup that you can use when something goes wrong with your store. Untrue. Myth busted. Shopify has no native backups. So what do? You use Rewind to protect your store with automated backups. Rewind should be the first app you install to protect your store against human error, misbehaving apps, or collaborators gone bad. It's like having your very own magic undo button. The Rewind app is trusted by over 30,000 businesses, from side hustlers to the biggest online retailers like Gatorade or Movement Watches. And best of all, respond to any of their welcome emails and mention the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast, and you'll get your first month of backups absolutely free. Protect your business, get peace of mind with Rewind Backups. Download the app today from the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. So hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. My guest on today's episode is Alex Markoff, who's the CEO of Reversion, and they are a certified Plus technology partner that helps Shopify brands manage, track, and grow their affiliate and influencer marketing programs. If you've not implemented an affiliate or influencer program yet, this episode is going to educate you on why the strategy is incredibly important today. So hi, Alex. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you for having me.
I mentioned a little bit at the top of the show here, but on high level, what does Reversion do and what sort of problems are you solving for Shopify store owners and brands?
Reversion is essentially an affiliate and influencer management platform. We do all the heavy lifting so that marketers can attribute the exact orders back to those specific partners for ROI measurement. In addition to tracking, we can also calculate and assist with paying out commissions when it comes to revenue share, whenever those sales are generated by those partners and affiliates.
So tell me a bit about the founder's journey. I'm always fascinated why people build what they build. Are you able to share what you believe, I guess, uniquely positions you and the founding team, I guess, number one, to have the desire, and number two, to have the expertise to even want to create this platform?
Reversion, we've been building for about 6 years, but it started out in a place where, you know, we didn't know what would come of it. You know, to go back further, my journey kind of started where I was always sort of entrepreneurial. And what some people may not know about me is that I was a developer earlier on in my life, actually before I realized that I could make any money doing that kind of work. And I always loved technology in that way, still do. That being said, I actually went the other way after college. I wanted to work in marketing because that kind of job seemed a lot more engaging to me. And I wanted to learn something new and different. So what happened was I ended up working for many companies, actually in the affiliate and e-commerce industry. But, you know, long story short, I kind of found myself at a place where I wasn't as happy, and I just organically started tinkering with web development again. By that time, I think web development, you know, started to move a lot faster, and, you know, it was difficult not to become bored because of how quickly things were moving. And one thing I realized about myself was that I was a builder. And around that time, I found a company called Shopify, yes, six or so years ago now. And what I really got interested in is the app developer ecosystem, which was starting out at that time, and the APIs, that were offered, and started to spend a lot of time on the forums actually, and just learning. I just wanted to be part of the conversation and kind of virtually hang out with others. And the way that Shopify was, I thought, solving problems for merchants, it just felt so different than what I was used to in the space. And I've been in the space for quite some time by then. And even today, I feel the same. And I think what happened coincidentally was that, you know, as I was becoming more involved in that ecosystem, I started to see a lot of people in the communities were discussing their challenges with tracking partners, with spreadsheets, actually, and how annoying it was to pay out commissions. People call those partners, I believe the terms they used were salespeople or vendors. And I kind of started to read between the lines. And what I thought they were actually referring to was affiliate marketing. And I only really knew that because I was working in that space, as I mentioned. On top of that, I started to see other kind of tidbits about how merchants were working with social media personalities on their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter feeds. These days, I think everyone knows what an influencer is, but at that time, it really wasn't a thing. And merchants were saying, we're talking about how they were, you know, manually tracking against personalized coupon codes that they were manually creating, how messy it was for them. And the stars kind of started aligning for me, and I found where I could provide value. And further, I kind of decided to test my hypothesis. So what I ended up doing is I took the features that people talked about most, like commission calculation, reporting, sending payments, dashboards for affiliates. And I put those on this one page email signup form with our logo, with Refersion name on top, those few features as bullet points, and an email signup that went to my email marketing system. And I posted the link to that page in some forums. And what happened was, in a couple of days, I had several hundred opt-ins. And I realized that I had a good idea in my hands. From there, I got to building what Refersion is. And eventually, you know, as more customers started using Refersion after it got a little bit more mature, I was able to work on the project full time. And as they say, the rest is history.
Well, thanks so much for Alex for sharing that story. I think it's just adds a little bit of context just to understand the full journey that this is, you know, a life of learning, but you've also executed based on, you know, some problem solving and the love of code and the love of the Shopify partner ecosystem. And so I think that's pretty exciting. So I follow you and Refersion on social media, and I know some exciting news has happened recently, and I'll give you the opportunity to share with the listeners today about the continued evolution of the Refersion platform.
I have to say, I think this is big news for us, and that is I'm proud to share that Refersion has been acquired, actually, and is now part of a bigger group called Assembly. The team at Assembly is a team that's previously been successful in growing SaaS companies, and they really do believe in our mission. So it was a no-brainer for us to be part of such a great team. So with Assembly, I have no doubt we'll be able to move faster and fuel Refersion's growth, and I'm really excited about our future there.
Beautiful. So I have many brands that I manage who use Refersion, and that's one of the reasons why I have you on the show today, is because I really want to share the message about the value that you're offering to the Shopify ecosystem. And, you know, over the years, literally, I've had a front row seat to the platform kind of as it matures. You keep adding a lot of features and you're getting a lot of customer feedback and just like these whole feedback loops. I know you're a big proponent of that, you know, being a builder. And so I've noticed that there's also been a growing popularity of influencer marketing. I think people know the benefits of it, but how do you see the influencer channel evolving over the next few years and how it relates to the Refersion platform?
Yeah, as I said earlier, we've been at this for a number of years and seen different things and trends and fads kind of emerge. And the one thing that we're seeing now that I think is here to stay is just how influencer marketing is maturing. What was once, I think, a wild west of paper post, kind of name your prices, unattributed revenue, brands are now wanting to track the performance of those engagements and really being more data oriented. To do this as a brand, the goal, I think, is to shift where you're paying your influencers on a performance model. And I see this becoming a predominant way in how brands work with influencers, especially when it comes to lowering the cost of customer acquisition.
So let's dig into that a bit, because I think this customer acquisition cost, this CAC, I think is kind of the acronym that we use in the marketing sphere. But like, how can brands begin to, I guess, reduce their customer acquisition costs, you know, and based on performance, as you call it, performance-based affiliate marketing?
Yeah, well, as I alluded to, you know, at Eversion, we work exclusively on a revenue share tracking model. Mm-hmm. So compared to something like a CPM or cost per thousand impressions model, a revenue share reduces the risk on the merchant, essentially. So lowered risk and higher returns for the merchant, because the merchant only pays for an approved conversion or desired action from an affiliate or influencer, making what we believe our model a lot more valuable marketing channel that gives better control over CAC. You know, there's other marketing channels that are charging merchants by the click or impressions, but it never guarantees your sale, making the risk higher and CAC at the mercy of that platforms, really. You know, one interesting thing, I think, considering the time that we're in now with this pandemic, the ad spend on social media actually did drop by 45% at the height, but initially it's made costs more affordable, but ad spend is now again on the rise. More merchants are coming back. E-commerce is increasing. So as those costs increase, we see revenue share tracking a great alternative to that. Some merchants even offer store gift cards, rewards as well. We're sometimes offering a gift card value over cash incentives is a little bit more less risky to merchants. And then the money is kept in the merchant store, which builds loyalty with the influencer.
Yeah, one thing I want to add to that is that I totally agree with you of that sort of influencer model versus the pay-to-play or pay-to-post kind of thing, because I feel that it can be very disingenuous, almost fake to a certain degree, where you're just giving a lump sum of money and it's possible that and likely that the influencer really doesn't care about the brand. It really is just about a financial transaction, not an affinity mm-hmm. towards the product. And where you're suggesting is that, you know, with your platform, there are ways of finding those that do have an affinity towards your brand, and then using the Reversion platform are then able to build a relationship and have a fair exchange of money in replace of, or in lieu of, or as part of a conversion, I guess, you're paying a certain amount of commission to that person instead of just throwing money out into the wild and just kind of hoping it converts.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if an affiliate or influencer decides to partner with you as the merchant, they're effectively saying, I like what you're selling and I like your products or services. And it forces the merchant to align with the influencer and vice versa, where it doesn't seem fake. It's more authentic. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, you know, the audience that sees all of this collaboration is a lot more loyal, and we're seeing much higher LTVs post-purchase with those referred customers as a result.
So many Shopify Plus marketers and brand owners listen to this show each week. And what are some of the exclusive Reversion features that are available exclusively for Shopify Plus brands?
One thing that we do is, you know, we always try to make the experience better for our customers. One of the ways we do that is we build deep integrations with platforms that we work with, like Shopify Plus. And that goes with our affiliate management workflow and trying to make that seamless, automated. One example is, most recently, we have a customer called Shrimp and Grits Kids. They're a successful company. They're a direct-to-consumer children's clothing brand. They actually moved to Shopify Plus from another major e-commerce platform. The reason being is that their previous setup was very archaic and clunky. And on top of that, their affiliate platform that we're using would often break and made it very expensive and time consuming to maintain. So that's when they kind of reached out to us. And one of the many features we built for them is a custom implementation, kind of always stands out. We actually use the exclusive Shopify Plus gift card API. And what we enabled is the ability for Shrimp and Grits to provision gift cards automatically within their Shopify Plus store and automatically send them to the affiliate, where it's, you know, recorded and counted in our platform. In addition to that, and after moving to Shopify, Shrimp and Grits have reported 40% increase in customer growth and 20% increase in average order value. So it was a very successful project, and I'm really happy about the outcome.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure I update that in the show notes to that retailer. I think it's always nice to hear like actual case studies of kind of how people are successfully executing with your platform. And it's nice that you've connected with Shopify has a very open architecture when it comes to, as you know, with our API ecosystem. And it's great that you've kind of connected there and have these gift cards electronically created and logged and sent off to the appropriate partner based on a successful conversion. So I think it's a pretty cool use case.
Yeah, we actually have a case study for you if you want to link to it. We build that whole PDF around it.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'll have that 100% in the show notes for this episode. A diverse range of Shopify entrepreneurs that listen each week. And if you were to give some advice for those brands that are in their early stage of their business journey, you see a lot, you have a lot of people connected to your platform. So from your vantage point, what sort of things do you believe these early stage entrepreneurs should be working on?
The entrepreneurship journey is not always easy, as I'm sure you know. Yeah. So first, my advice would be pick something you know a lot about and are passionate about, because that will make it easier. And I think another piece of advice I sometimes mention is that there are always two things that you need to be successful. First, I think is, like I said, align yourself with an expert or be an expert in your field. So you have to win by knowing as much as you can than your competitor. And number two, I think there's an element that every business has, and that is luck. By that, I mean timing.
Yeah.
and for us, it was the rise of the influencer. We tested it and we knew we were right and it worked out. But that was the wave that kind of hit us right after we sort of started. You know, one stat I have is that 80% of Gen Z have reported that they would be an influencer given the opportunity. So we see that growing for sure. And make sure you're knowledgeable enough to test your theory and have a better knowledge of what product you will have a higher chance of success.
Now, what about those listening today that would be considered in the mid-market? They would likely have a small marketing team. They're very eager to grow and scale. Like, once again, from your vantage point, what should a mid-market brand be working on today?
Well, I think you have to really understand who your customer is and you speak to them in their language, where they're both, you know, in the physical and digital world. Mm-hmm. So their location could be play a part as well. Quick story, I think, is when Reversion initially started and was built, kind of looked at it as a technical product for developers. But we really realized it early on that developers were not buying Reversion. It was the marketers, kind of the marketing managers, the marketing team. And we kind of also learned that the hard way, because we had to sort of rejigger the way we communicate outward and focus the message of Reversion being designed and built for marketers to better work with influencers. So I think it's very easy to miscommunicate your value prop if you really don't spend the time to understand who it is that is buying your products.
Yeah, totally agree with that. And thank you for that feedback and that knowledge. So what does the future look like for Reversion? Are you able to share any North Star highlights for the remainder of 2020 and into 21? Like, is there any partner alignment or innovation? It's end of the day, how will you continue to offer value and assistance to Shopify brands?
Well, Reversion, as I said, is now part of Assembly. The great thing is that now we'll be able to more rapidly accelerate the brand and deliver new features and innovations to our customers. Really confident that we'll be able to provide more value sooner. Also, with the acquisition, we do not have plans to change our roadmap, but we do expect to move faster. And part of that is we're hiring a lot. So in the next 2 weeks, and if you include the previous 2 weeks, we probably hired more than we have in any other time in our company history. Oh, wow. In that time frame.
Awesome.
We're going to have a lot more talent and a lot more awesome team members to help us build all these features faster.
So, Alex, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Sure. I would say that influencer and affiliate marketing is on the shift to more performance revenue share model, and brands are aligning in order to that new dynamic in order to access the new marketing channels. Secondly, I would say that brands are also more focused on controlling the cost of customer acquisition and should really consider setting up such a model, and I think many are. And lastly, just again, know your customer and align with the right partners to create authenticity.
So how can people learn more about the Reversion platform?
Well, there are a couple of ways. You can visit our website at reversion.com. And we also actually do a bi-weekly virtual session that offers folks the opportunity to interact directly with our team and also have a live demo of our platform. We also host a Q&A at the end of it, so anyone can ask questions about the platform. And I think there's probably a link below this video, so they can access anytime.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'll make sure I update the show notes with that Shrimp and Grits Kids case study. And I'll have links also to your virtual sessions that you offer bi-weekly. Just great way to educate yourself for those listening today that want to get involved in this industry and are looking for a software solution to kind of help manage it all. And just, you know, it's almost like a little bit of a paradigm shift of really understanding what a revenue share model should work like and how you can interact with influencers. We also did speak offline before recording today, and I understand that you would like to offer our listeners something a little bit extra. Are you able to share some of the details?
Sure, yeah. We have an offer for e-commerce Fastlane listeners, and it's 30 days free trial.
ecommercefastlane.com/reversion. So yeah, it'll redirect to the landing page and you can fill out that form there. And give the platform a full spin for 30 days. It really will give you the opportunity to see without any cost to you, to see exactly what the platform can do for your brand. So highly recommend if you're not tracking and building your influencers and having a smart way to interact with these influencers through a revenue share model. This is the tool of choice to be able to do that sort of thing. So really exciting. Thank you, Alex, for offering that that offer. And, you know, I just would like to also mention that, you know, and I know you know this, that, you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And based on this conversation today, it's very clear to me that you and the full Reversion team are really in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands, especially the plus brands, to improve efficiencies and grow revenue. And at the end of the day, just building this lifetime customer loyalty. And I just wanted to thank you for, I know you're a busy man, and with this acquisition recently, that just taking time today, sharing vision, just giving back the Shopify ecosystem. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And, you know, as far as being in the Shopify ecosystem, it's really been a pleasure to, you know, work with everyone. And, you know, we can't wait for the future.
Beautiful. All right. Well, have yourself a great day.
Likewise. Thank you.
This episode was brought to you by the team at Rewind. If you're a Shopify partner, join leading agencies like The Tap Room, Milk Bottle Labs, BVA, and more in the Rewind Agency Partner Program. You can earn up to $1,000 for recommending Rewind to your clients. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're a merchant, feel confident and enjoy peace of mind that your store is always safe with automatic backups by Rewind. Learn more by looking up Rewind in the Shopify App Store or by visiting rewind.io. And make sure you mention e-commerce Fastlane podcast and you'll get your first month absolutely free. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.